Hello, Malika. It's Axel.
Yes, I am, brother.
Hey, Malika, the Oxide. Yom Yishavos, yeah, Malika. I was thinking to talk to you about the month project of July. I think to snak med dig om month project for juli. You have been out on the mission field now lately. Du har ju varit ute på missionsfältet nu I det sista. And you went out to a far village. Och du reste ut till en landsby långt ute. But you had some problems with the mission car, right? Och du fick några problem med missionsbilen.
Yes, my dear brothers.
Can you tell us about what those problems are? Kan du fortælle hvad de problemer er?
Yeah, we had a nice and wonderful mission in northwest of Uganda.
You had in Harlem mission tour in northwest Uganda.
And so many people were healed, and so many people were delivered from one hour.
But there were so many masks so they had bred it or loosed or set free for only things of poverty.
And so many people came back to Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Og så mange mennesker kom tilbake til Gud, og mange tok imot Jesus som sin Herre og Frelser.
But on our way going to the village.
Men på veien der til denne landsbyen.
The road is so bad because it's full of holes and it's not good.
Så var veien veldig dårlig, han var full av hull og virkelig dårlig vei.
So this bad road had to spoil the circumsovers of this car.
So støtdamperne, de fikk seg en kraftig støt, og de må byttes på bil, for de er så sier ødelagt.
So now we came back driving slowly because the circumsovers are totally bad. And we can't use this car anymore unless the circumsovers are okay.
So we must just drive very forsiktig tilbake, and we can't use this car before these støtdampere blir byttet.
So we are asking you and we are requesting you, if God touches you, to help us with the circumsovers, because it is $260 to get new Japan circumsovers.
Og det vil koste rundt $260 for å bytte ut disse støtdemperne.
So may God touch you to help us with this mission car in order to do more of God's work because we have a lot of missions ahead of us.
Og vi takker alle de som lyster med å gi inn en gave til dette her, sånn at vi kan få byttet ut disse støtdemperne, for vi har mange misjonsturer vi trenger å ta fremover. Og da må jo dette selvfølgelig bli ordnet med. But Malika, this is in the front of the car, right? Dette her gjelder jo disse støtdemperne fremme.
Yes, my dear brother, it is in front of the car.
Yes. Og da må jo, then the both shock absorbers need to be replaced. Så begge støtdemperne fremme må jo da byttes når vi skal bytte de støtdemperne. We thank the Lord, nothing is impossible for him. Og vi takker Gud for ingenting mulig for ham. Let us take a prayer
of this.
La oss ta en bønn over dette. Nothing is impossible for you, Father God. And we ask that you bring in the funds necessary to replace those shock absorbers in Jesus' name. Vi takker Gud for at ingenting mulig for deg. Vi takker for at vi får inn midler til å bytte ut disse støtdemperne. I Jesu navn. Amen. So I'm very happy Anna. That you are back, Malika. Jeg veldig glad du tilbake. And that you had those great news to bring. At du hadde disse gode nyheterne å bringe. That so many people have been helped. Så mange mennesker har blitt hjulpet. And we are so happy to work together with you. Og vi så glad for at vi kan jobbe sammen med deg, Malika.
Amen.
I also saw the pictures, Malika, recently of those three children that got sandals too.
Yes.
Jeg så også nylig de bildene ut av disse gatebarnene som fikk sandaler. So all this work is important work. It's the work of God. and we shall continue this good work in Jesus' name. For vi skal fortsette det gode arbeidet i Jesu navn. Malika,
amen.
We also have those
yes.
widows. Du har også disse enkene. How is it with the widows now?
Yes, my dear brother, the widows are okay. They are working.
Enken har det jobb.
Their children are at school now. They are studying.
Barnet går på skole, de studerer.
God is blessing them seriously in Jesus' name. So we thank God because for the great work He has done in them, and we praise the Lord for that.
Og vi takker Gud for det gode arbeid som Han har gjort i dem, og vi så takknemlige til Gud for det. Malika, you are not just traveling alone. Du reiste ikke bare alene out to this mission, for denne misjonsturen. You also had a team with you, right? Du har også med deg et team.
Yes, my dear brother, I had a team of 7 people.
Yeah, I had a team of 2 mennesker.
And this team helped me with evangelist Richard Kakulu to preach at the same time, also to pray for the people.
This is your team, and they were med at all, and they were med at be for mennesker.
So we are working as a unity. We are working as Jesus' friends team. And we thank God for that.
Vi jobber jo som en team, og vi jobber i enhet som Jesus venner til. You know, I know this evangelist, what was the name of him, Malika, that you mentioned?
Evangelist Richard Kakulu.
Yes, Evangelist Richard. He has been with you so for a long time, Malika, on many missions.
Yes, my dear brother.
Han har vært med deg, han Richard har vært med deg på misjonen i mange ganger. It was him that was with you with the street children, right? Så han som var med deg der ute i gatebana.
Yes, my dear brother.
I remember, I husker, you mentioned something about he had a vision in his heart to have a small business. At han hadde et veldig ønske om en liten forretning, og han hadde noe som han hadde bedt over i lang tid, and he'd been praying for this for a long time.
Yes, my dear brother, he had a vision, and still has a vision, to start a small business to help his family and the wife when he's away in the mission.
Ja, han har hatt denne drømmen om å kunne starte forretning, og kunne, sånn at når han går ut på misjonsreise, så kan konen da ha denne lille forretningen å holde på med, sånn at de kan få inn litt mer inntekt. For det ikke alltid like lett når han ute på misjon og skaffe inn nok penger. What kind of business is that he wanted to start with? Hva slags forretning var han ønsket å starte med?
He wants to start a retail business selling cooking charcoal and bananas and also onions and tomatoes.
Ja, det han ønsker å gjøre er å starte en liten forretning der han selger kull. De bruker mye kull til matlaging, sant? Bananer, gjerne litt olje. Then he will buy it in big number, you know, can say, and then he chop it up and put it up and so on and get a profit, right?
Yes.
Ja, det han da gjør, at han kjøper inn i større partier, deler det mindre, og selger ut med en liten profit. So, what amount would he need to start this business, Malika? Hvilken kapital han trenger for å starte denne forretningen?
Ja, based on the dollar rate, at least so it can be with $350 to $400 to start this business, because he has to pay also the government license and also to pay the rent for the place he's going to use for this business.
Ja, han vil trenge rundt $350 to $400 for å kunne starte opp en forretning. For han betaler licens, så koster, I think that license cost $100, is that right?
Yes, my dear brother.
Licens for han, det koster $100. Så må han også da betale leie for et rom. Der han på en måte da bruker til å ha varer i og sånn. So, and another thing that he would need is a bike. And one thing that also better trenger var en sykkel.
Yes, you really need a bike to LPM and carrying these things is going to be selling from the market, bringing them to where he's be selling them at a good price to get profit to LPM's family.
Ja, han vill ta in en cykel till kunna transportera för exempel banan och sånt. Det kan bli tungt att bära på detta, så han tränger en cykel och har det på. När han då ska fatta för A till B till marker och så vidare. So, what is the price for a bike in Uganda, Malika? An ordinary bike. En vanlig piece of a cykel i Uganda.
An ordinary good bicycle, it is in between 200 to $280, which is strong enough to help him in this big business is going to be starting.
Ja, så jag får en god cykel kostar mellan $200 and $280 för en god cykel, så är stark, så tålar att bli belastad med mycket vikt. So, let us take a prayer now. So, last time, Berno.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for this evangelist. Gud, I ber for an evangelist. That his prayers must be answered now. At hans bønner skal bli svart nå. I pray that he will get in the funds to start this business. Jeg ber om at han skal få inn midler til denne forretningen. I also pray that he will have a bike. Jeg ber også om at han skal få en sykkel to carry all these things that he need to carry to the market and so on. Han vil ha det til å transportere frukt og slike ting til markedet og tilbake. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that you bless the team members. We talk for you a single team medlemmer, and that you protect them in Jesus' name, or to beskytte dem i Jesu navn. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Yeah, we the Bible tells us, Bibelen sier til oss, be og du skal få.
Amen.
Ask and you shall receive. We need to pray for things. We need to lift it up in prayer. We need to hang our beer to God, and we need to have expectation to God. And God cares for his work. God bryr seg om sitt eget arbeid. Because this is a man that serves God, a servant of God. I have seen him, he's been with you in many years now. Jeg har sett henne mer i flere år. And I believe it's soon time for him to get his prayer answer. Jeg tror at det snart gir at han skal få dette bønnesvaret. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I Jesu navn. Amen.